It is New Year's. We are back with another video. Not video. It's not this video, is a podcast.
It's audio. Great start to the
it's
new
year. It's not audio. It's, it, you know, it's
also,
late.
It's not even. It's like January 3rd.
We it's can't like January like 3rd.
Yeah, it's just.
It's our New Year's special.
Really got that no, timing down pat.
Yeah. I don't know what that episode was on Christmas. Like, I was listening back to that. That had nothing to do with Christmas at all.
We started. We had some, like the Jingle Bells, favorite Christmas song.
Honestly, we hope it made your holiday great. We hope you all had a great holiday.
Because
hope
of
you all
it. Solely because
yeah,
of that
because
podcast.
Because of that podcast. I hope that podcast just brightened your Christmas spirit.
You were thinking about not even celebrating until you listened to Paul talk
pretty
about
much.
His
pretty
favorite
much.
Christmas song.
Your heart just grew like the five sizes. As you
oh,
were
like the Grinch?
That.
The Grinch?
Yeah, like
reference?
The Grinch. Yeah.
I got that,
yeah. It's not Christmas anymore. I need to shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Anyway, so a more recent holiday, New Year's. That thing.
I hate that. Can I talk about? I despise New Year's. It's a stupid. Why right. do we celebrate that? We're a year closer to
because
dying
it's...
and we're celebrating. It's dumb.
Well,
no,
I think
don't give me the, oh, that's just a
you
negative
can,
outlook.
No, no,
that's
look.
That's a realistic
the
thing that's happening.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. So you can look at it that way, or you can look at the optimistic
no,
side,
that's
which
I
is
just
normally
said.
What
don't
people...
Don't try to do some positive spin.
Because there is a positive spin.
You're a year closer right? to death. You're
okay,
losing your
maybe,
youth.
You know what? It's another year to change. It's another year to grow.
Maybe I like
but
who
here's
I
the
am
reality.
Right now. Maybe I don't want to grow.
I don't despise the thing of, like, I don't despise the idea of New Year's. I despise the idea of New Year's Eve. Like, why is that a holiday? Let's be honest
that
here.
That is basically a holiday.
Yeah, that's the holiday, and that's my point. It's stupid, because the reality is, people spend hundreds of dollars, sometimes hundreds of dollars, like, you know, go all out, they
very
throw these
specific.
Parties, throw these parties, do all this shit, for what really amounts to, like, a 30-second countdown. That's what you are really worried about.
The countdown
is a
30-second
countdown.
This year, did you see
it
that?
It really does.
I don't like CNN, but the Anderson
Wasn't there a delay? Wasn't there a delay this year?
I didn't watch it. But I saw, did you see the Cooper, Anderson Cooper laughing at Snoop Dogg?
Oh, yeah, that was
that
just,
was funny.
What the fuck?
Even
shockingly,
I that
though,
was funny.
Like, something like that, at this point, like, in 2020, that what a perfect way to go out. Anderson Cooper and Snoop Dogg dropping the ball. That's a great way to... encapsulate that year.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg's at fucking everything this year. He's at professional boxing fights.
He really
fucking
is.
Fucking broadcasting that. Why is he there?
Why?
He knows
Snoop
nothing
Dogg,
about
need...
boxing. I get
we know
man,
he doesn't.
Years.
We know he doesn't years. Need. We know he doesn't need money. Like, the man's loaded.
You never know, dude.
Regardless.
He could have wasted.
There's no way Snoop Dogg needs money. That man...
You don't know.
The amount of, like, classic records that man has that are still being played. That man's loaded. Fuck that.
Sing one of his songs. No bleeps.
Yada, yada, yada. It's the motherfucking do-do-do-do-do. Snoop Dogg!
No, but you can't say every word for word.
I don't know.
No, but I don't want you to bleep out anything.
Oh, no. I know your tricks. Hey.
You sneaky
no.
goose.
You sneaky little guy. You're trying to get me to say that word.
You're a little troublemaker. I see what you're
doing. You're a little stinker.
What can I say?
What were some of your favorite things of 2020?
You go first. You have all these planned out.
You just drop this on me
and you expect me to know. It's a whole year.
You knew what was happening. You knew
yeah,
it was
but
New
I
Year's.
Didn't,
you should have expected it.
I don't know what to... The
All right.
Greatest
my favorite
thing
is... Honestly, if I had to pick, like... I don't have, like, a set list of favorite things of 2020. All I know is chicken fries at Burger King went down 50 cents. Taylor Swift dropped 2 albums. I'm fine with life.
How do you
That's
know
all
that
I
about
have to
Burger
say about
King?
The year.
Is that true about Burger King?
I just noticed the trends.
You look.
I noticed. I noticed. No. I just noticed. You notice.
You were the only.
You don't
one.
Check the prices. You don't like notice price drops whenever you go to like places.
I didn't even know Burger King
still
had chicken fries. I thought they took them off the menu.
You said it was your favorite fucking thing
from Burger King, but that's why I don't go to Burger King because I thought they took it off
the
menu.
You haven't been going to Burger King.
I haven't gone to Burger King.
Oh my
in
god,
years actually.
That is plural. Bullshit.
What? How is all this right. bullshit?
Look,
it's been a pandemic for the past 12 months. There's a year right there.
You haven't been to a restaurant in 12 months.
A restaurant? No.
Yeah, I'm saying, but like stopped in a drive-thru.
Yeah, I went to
No,
I'm not, but
that's
I'm
what
saying,
I thought.
What is it? What's it? It was really good. It was, what's one of those burger places? Not Five Guys. It's like the second one you think of behind Five Guys.
The second one you think of. In-N-Out?
Right, there's one by, no. It's what's the one by Frederick? The one right next to that gas station.
Red Robin?
No. The gas
Why
station.
Why the fuck did I think of Red Robin?
Yeah, the gas station by the gas station by the Five
come
Guys.
Come on, you're getting there. You're getting
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, the Five, right across the street, there's that gas station, and next to that is that place. Why can't I
Silver
think
Diner?
Of this? No, you're on the other side of Frederick. I'm talking about where Walmart is. You're not even close.
Chick-fil-A?
That's not a burger. They don't even have burgers.
Yo, they got the chicken, the new, yo, the new burgers. Deep fry. The new deep fried Christian burger.
Yeah, deep fried Christian. We make the burgers out of Christians. We deep fry.
Yo, every chicken patty comes with a Bible verse.
I wish. But no, what is that place called? Well, tell your things. I got to look that up.
Yo, is this this little indie place called McDonald's?
Fuck off.
So, no, realistically, my favorite things of 2020. I don't know. Honestly, probably...
You literally came up with the idea. Don't tell me right now. I don't know. You came up with the idea.
I'm just, you know, I'm just vibing.
Sure, Roy Rogers.
That place. That's not a burger place.
Yeah, but they have burgers. My mom gets burgers.
I love... this is more of a local thing for anybody not familiar with... what's it called? Roy Rogers. It's more of a local. I think it's in Maryland. I think it's in West Virginia. I think it's also in Virginia. So it's actually. I don't know if you knew that. Actually, you
so it's not even a local. Yeah, it's not even a local thing. It's in. Multiple.
Yeah, but it's like. But it's no. It's like in three states. It's in. It's only like in.
Can you just
states.
Say the name? What is it?
Roy Rogers. Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers is not only in three states. I guarantee.
Yes,
you that.
It is. Oh my! It's literally like a local chain. It was literally. Oh, look it up. Its headquarters are literally in Frederick, Maryland.
No, it's not. You're such
a... Look this shit up. Look this shit up.
I am. Keep rambling about your fucking New Year resolution.
I know this because I looked it up.
I know this because I looked it up.
I did a report.
Yeah, sure.
So this is why Roy Rogers is a great restaurant.
This is what you spend.
In this essay, I will... I will explain.
Roy Rogers, yeah, Frederick, Maryland does come... Well, it's because we live in... Never mind. I'm dumb.
Who we are. Look that shit up.
You know the exact link and everything.
Yeah, see? Throughout the Mid-Atlantic region.
Mid-Atlantic is like all the way up to New York.
See, look. 1980. Pete Plamondon. 1980. Pete Plamondon Sr. opens first Roy Rogers franchise in Frederick, Maryland.
Are you serious?
Yes. It's on the website.
The chain of chances.
God, you don't check out their website?
Okay, well, I'm on Wikipedia, you fuck. It says,
anyway.
Primarily, the chain originated as the rebranding of Roby's House of Beef chain of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Fuck you.
What are you talking about?
Go on the Wikipedia, fuck.
Oh, the Wikipedia. Oh, because that's obviously more... Like more important than the fucking
maybe
website
maybe
itself.
Maybe your Roy Rogers was from Frederick, but the place that he took it from was Indiana.
No!
Look at the Wikipedia. They don't lie.
I'm looking at the website right here. Roy Rogers timeline. First Roy Rogers
they
opens
can say,
in Falls
who's
Church, Virginia.
Roy Rogers?
Huh? But that's... Look.
They can say anything.
Oh, so Wikipedia is the source of fact-checking now. A site that you can literally go in there and write, go on fucking Donald Trump's like biography and write, I like dick, if you wanted to, with no repercussions.
Yeah, go do that right now. See how easy it is. Go do
you,
it.
You could, if you wanted to.
Go do it right now. Right now, go do it.
They literally tell you in school not to go on Wikipedia.
Go do it.
You never had a teacher say,
Did they tell you that Roy Rogers was more reputable? I didn't remember that class.
Yes, they did. They said, if you want all the answers to all the classes, go to RoyRogersRestaurants.com. That's where all your study guides will be. I want you to cite it. Roy Rogers was a real person.
Yeah, I know. He was a singer.
He was an actor.
I thought he was a singer.
I don't know. There were movie posters in the restaurant, so...
I'm pretty sure he's a singer.
All my exes live in Texas.
I feel like we could be country singers.
Oh!
Easily. Honestly.
All I do is sit inside. Hee-ah, hee-ah.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, no. I don't have the country twang.
You don't have anything, really.
You're useless. I don't have an accent of any type. I just have the basic voice. I don't know how to explain that. I say warsh sometimes. I say, what's that other one I say sometimes?
Warsh is big for Maryland.
I say warsh sometimes. I say that just because, like, I grew up hearing it, so sometimes it'll just pop out, but,
it's funny hearing, like, Baltimore slang. Like, Baltimore slang.
I say Baltimore sometimes. Like, Baltimore. I say that sometimes, but...
Go down to Baltimore.
That's about it.
I don't think I really say anything.
Yeah, that's about it. But realistically, other than that, you could think, like, if you were just to hear my voice, you could think I'm from any state.
You couldn't pinpoint Maryland.
Really? You really couldn't?
We could be Maryland, like, we could be Virginia, we could be...
There are actually, like, there are videos of, like, actual speech people, like, I don't know, people that actually get paid to work on accents for actors and stuff, and they could literally pinpoint different regions' accents.
You are from Frederick, Maryland. No way.
You pronounced your A in a certain way. You're from Frederick. I know it. Don't lie to me.
You're from the creation of Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers land.
Even they stole it from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Well, we're not going to talk about that on our website because we're
what a true American restaurant. What a true American restaurant.
Yeah, in Frederick, Maryland. You can't think of Maryland.
Carrying on the tradition America. Of stolen land, baby.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So should we?
Jeez. What did you do on New Year's?
You know what I did? Together. I sat up and I cried and I thought about all the things that I've hated in my entire life.
That's I didn't do shit. I just sat in my place and didn't do shit.
Actually, that was a big basketball day. In reality, I was just watching basketball.
Yeah, it was. I
think you could. Yeah, you called me at like 1 a.m. Really ruined my night.
No, that was a hilarious thing because, like, he knows I go to bed usually pretty early.
No, you don't. He says he does, and every single time he'll respond to something at like 2 a.m.
I am up,
and he'll say, "Oh, sorry, I just happened to see it."
Those are rare occasions.
Respond to things at 2 a.m. all the time. Shut up.
Listen, let me talk.
I'm not going to.
Fuck you. No. Look, so. You really want to start this right now?
Go ahead.
Anyway, back to my point.
Yeah, just say what you want to say.
I am up usually by 5:30 a.m. It's been 6 normally lately just because I like to get a workout in the mornings.
Oh my God, stop with your flexing. We get it.
Dude, it's a part of my daily routine. If I get out of my routine, I get out of my mind. I've been going to bed later recently.
Cool kid.
Yeah.
That's all you have with that story.
I have friends that I play video games with at night sometimes that
Well, there's a lie right there.
They're in a different... That's not a lie.
You don't have friends.
Yes, I do. I have you.
Debatable.
And I have other people. I don't need you. Fuck you.
Yeah, you try to make it in this world without me, bud.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to live.
You wouldn't.
I really wouldn't, honestly.
I'm your everything.
You're possessive.
I am your god.
I sleep with a picture next to him on my mantle.
You pray to me at night.
I don't.
You pray to my bare naked chest sitting on your mantle.
his bare naked chest. That's hilarious. Robed.
You can't see my lower half, but you know how it is.
You know how it is.
Fully erect.
Fully erect. Just there.
Just there. Free balling it.
This is something I wrote. I don't know why. I wrote this the other night.
I told you. Told you you had it written down.
Look.
I told you you had this written down, and you said, no, I don't. You fucking...
Have what written down?
You expose yourself. You expose yourself.
Have what written down? What are we talking about?
Your list.
No, this isn't that. I'm talking about... This is something else. I had this written down. This is a whole thing. So I had this written down. This is at like 2:30 a.m.
Dude, I do the same thing. I'll think of something at night before I go to sleep, and I'll think, and I'll write it down.
But I don't know why.
I'll wake up the next morning, and I'll be like, oh, that wasn't as funny as I thought it was.
Yeah, I don't know. This was like last night, or not last night, this was a couple days ago, but like this is like 2:30 in the morning, and I don't even remember writing this, but apparently I did. I said, this is what literally is in my notes. I never know what to say to you. I know you more than anybody, but yet you're an absolute stranger.
Stop writing about me in your notes at 2:30 a.m.
Like, I don't know who the fuck.
You turn into fucking, you turn into Joji like, when you're at 2:30 a.m.
I don't know why. At 2:30 a.m. I thought that was so like.
Nah, the deepest thing I wrote that I actually still like, I wrote, the happiest man is not the man living the happiest life. It's the man that perceives himself to be living the happiest life.
Yeah, he's fucking woke.
Next level thinking. I got a TED Talk just from that fucking one note that I put.
You got a $4 million Spotify deal to do a podcast off of that quote.
They said, this kid, we didn't think about that. That's a great point.
$4 million. This is something I tweeted. This is something I tweeted last night.
Oh my God.
I tweeted
this. Stop tweeting.
This went out. This is at like 2:30 at night last night. Keep in mind, this was after. I wrote, we were together, period. I forget the rest. I was reading poems. And that was a Walt Whitman quote.
You wrote it.
I was like, you know what? Yeah. No, I didn't. This wasn't in my notes. That got tweeted.
Oh my God. Why?
I don't know. I thought it was so it was like 2:30 at night. And I haven't deleted it. It's still there.
Did you say that was a quote, or did you say you created
it? It was a quote, because let me tell the whole story. So I was like,
what? I wasn't even listening, to be honest with you. What did you say?
It was two. Yeah, so why don't you listen? Why don't you shut your fucking trap and listen to me for once in your mouth?
I zoned out for a little bit.
Gosh. Sorry. So anyway, you always zone out. Fucking
shut up.
You have nothing in your head.
Shut up.
Anyway.
You're saying.
Anyway, so 2:30 in the morning, I was reading poetry as I do, and I was reading.
What's wrong with you?
I was reading a sonnet by Walt Whitman, and I came across that line, and I was just like, how introspective.
What is it?
Like, because it's so, it's,
we tell me what
together.
The line
I
is.
The
I didn't
rest.
Hear, I didn't hear,
oh my God.
I didn't hear the line. That's what I'm saying. Tell me what the line is.
You can go view this in my tweets right now. Go
I don't like have a Twitter.
You don't have shit and you're fucking awful for it. Anyway, Jesus. So the line is, we were together, period. I forget the rest.
That's awful. I hate that.
You tell Walt Whitman in his grave you hate that.
We were together. I hate, or you were, we were together. I forget the rest.
Yes.
That's so
stupid.
Think
of how introspective that is. Think of how fucking deep that is, dude.
What is he trying to say?
Because, like, it's trying to say, like, yeah, we were together. That's all that mattered. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't need to know all the details. Like, it didn't matter about all the details. We were together.
Maybe he just has fucking dementia. You ever think about that?
Well, he's dead, so he doesn't have anything.
Yeah, well, everybody's thinking, oh, that's a deep quote. No, he just fucking forgot about everything in his life.
I don't know. For some reason, my 230 brain was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm gonna tweet this. The world needs to hear this quote.
You on social media is like a completely different person.
My 244 followers need to see this.
Yeah. You know what? At 2:30 a.m., this will help him go to sleep. We were together. I forget the rest. That's a stupid.
Holy shit!
Whatever his name is, I'm glad he's dead. He wrote shitty poems.
No, he didn't. If that's Walt Whitman?
That's a good quote from Walt Whitman.
Oh my
fuck
god!
Him.
You don't even know Walt Whitman is like considered one of the greatest American poets of all time.
You know who's also considered?
He actually has great poems. If you enjoy poetry,
I don't.
I highly recommend. Well, that's your fault. You just don't
that's
like art.
Your fault.
You just,
I like music. That's music is basically just poetry. What's better?
Yeah, but some of the, like the early, like the late 1800s,
dude,
like that
those,
romanticism.
I just wish I was fucking late 1800s, the romanticization period in U.S. history.
Dude, I'm telling you, it just expands your mind. It makes you, dude, it gets you fucking horny.
No, it doesn't. Well, maybe yeah, it does for you if you're fucking.
No, it doesn't.
You think it's so good that you have to retweet it or tweet it. You got any likes or retweets?
Yeah, girl, whisper in my ear some 1800s poetry.
Did you get any likes or retweets?
No. No.
That's what I mean.
Nobody liked that
shit. That would be fucking hard. That would hit my ego.
That would I don't care. I just like
dude,
I don't care about that shit.
I don't care about
like,
likes
I never
or views.
Have.
Well, it makes sense why
I
you do this
care,
shit.
I don't care, bro.
We're not getting
good one, brother.
Yeah, good one, brother.
Good one, brother. Shit on our own stuff.
Little self-deprecation joke for you there. Those
hell yeah,
those are always hitters.
They're always hitters. Yeah, dude. How was so? You just sat in your room.
Is this it for New Year's? Is it? Are we still talking about New Year's?
We don't have to. It's whatever you want.
It's whatever,
it's whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
You can have whatever you like. What's your actually? This is a question I have for you. What is your favorite kind of ice cream?
That's not where I expected the question to go, but vanilla.
What? Just plain vanilla. Like, just plain vanilla ice cream.
Did I stutter?
I wish you would have.
Vanilla.
I am deeply upset by that choice.
Why is that a bad choice?
By that choice? That's a terrible choice.
What is yours then, you fucking asshole?
Mine is actually, I would say probably Rocky Road.
Oh, yeah, that's so much more creative.
Actually, no, not Rocky Road. Vanilla Fudge Twirl. That's my favorite. That's an all-time classic. Like, because it's not just vanilla like you. You know, you're actually getting the vanilla, but you're also getting a little fudge twirl in there. You're getting a little
sorry,
fudge.
I like fucking
little
vanilla ice cream. Why don't you hang me
you
from a fucking
cross?
You
don't like different. You are just a basic bitch. That
I'm
is
not,
what
dude,
you
that's
are.
That's not even basic. That's just a lot of people like vanilla ice cream.
Yeah. People who haven't lived.
I like vanilla ice cream, and then maybe I'll put a little bit of Hershey Kisses in there or M&M's.
Yeah, nobody's ever slammed their finger in the door and felt joy from it.
What does that have to do with anything?
That has to do with a lot. It's talking about
Goose!
Feeling life. Feeling life, brother. Feeling the trees around you.
I don't feel trees. I'm not, you know.
You're not in tune. You're not in tune to nature.
That's not in tune.
You don't.
You fucking trees does not mean you're in tune with nature.
Dude, I'm
you
telling you.
You pompous asshole.
I'm telling you, bro, when I'm going on
you
hikes,
have the biggest ego
everything.
I've ever
I
met.
I just feel everything, dude. Like, when I'm on a hike, I just, like, embrace it all in. Like, I feel the leaves touching my scrotum. Like, I cannot tell you.
Yeah, I'm gonna let that simmer. I'm gonna let them simmer on what you just said. Try to talk your way out of that.
Actually, let's talk about, speaking of connections to, like, speaking of fucking leaves, let's talk about, we were having this debate on about Avatar, the film Avatar, the James Cameron film Avatar. So, because I want to talk to you about this further.
We've talked about this so many times, and we get nowhere. We're going to talk about
it some more, because we didn't get to a resolution on that.
No, we disagree 100%, so there's no compromise.
Look, there is going to be a compromise today, because we need to get to the bottom of this.
No, it's not that important.
Shut up! Anyway, so look. That woman, I think her name's Natari, right?
Or is that are you talking about the sex?
Yes, because look.
No, let me explain, because I'm the Avatar connoisseur. Okay, go ahead.
He's a big James Cameron fan.
Yeah, I watch Avatar at least once every month.
Great film. He sobbed after Titanic. He did not know that was going to be the ending.
No, I did cry after Titanic.
Wait, you're telling me they're all... Wait, this is a real story?
I was like 7 years old, and I was watching it in my sister's room at night, and she was sleeping.
Just imagine.
And I was just there crying. No, I swear to God, I was just there crying and I left. Yeah. It was so embarrassing. Luckily, my sister was like... Stop interrupting me!
Ah! Okay.
Go ahead, fuck.
Like, I just think it'd be funny. Like, imagine like somebody going into that movie for the first time, like not knowing the ending. Yeah. Just be like, what the fuck?
Is that a common thing to know? You don't know that they're gonna die. Some people survive.
That's the whole like reason people went to go see it.
Some people survive.
That's why the movie. So
they
was could made. Have.
They could have survived.
What?
It's not. It's not.
They crashed into a fucking glacier.
Then how did Rose survive? You fuck face. You the absolute fuckface. You dumb son
Jack,
of a bitch.
I'll never let go.
Let go. So how are you supposed to know that they don't both survive in the end? They don't know that.
Oh my. Yeah, I'm right, you fuck. The thing's gonna fucking crash. I'm saying about the idea that you didn't know the shit was gonna happen.
I watched the fucking movie 9/11. Did I go into it thinking that every single person in this movie is dying because they're in a 9/11 movie?
Dude,
no.
If you didn't have an existential crisis after seeing 2012...
existential,
same fucking thing. They know what I'm talking about.
They get it,
dude.
That movie did kind of fuck. I was kind of worried about the 2012 thing.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
I started writing my will.
Yeah, everybody dies. You need a will? Everybody's dead. You fucking idiot. Yeah, I was writing my will for when the world ends.
Aliens, you could have my Xbox 360.
Do you believe in aliens? We never talked about this. Aliens or ghosts or extraterrestrial. I love ghosts. Do you believe in ghosts?
I believe in energy. Like, I don't think ghosts are
with this douchebag Paul answer.
It's not a douchebag. No, this is how I actually feel about ghosts. But like energy, I believe in spirits. I believe in spirits, yes.
Spirits
like
is
the
a
idea
ghost.
That...
Like, what's the difference? It's just a word. It's
no,
a
but
different
I'm
way
saying
say
in the
ghost.
Form that we traditionally think of ghosts. Like that there's some like haunting like figures that are like haunting over you.
Not
you know
every
what I mean?
Ghost
trying
is
to like impact you. I think that there are spirits. Like, I think that, you know, the energy from a person who has died still lives.
No, this is a crazy thing. I saw somebody sent me something. It was like when you die, they almost have proof that when you die, there's like your spirit. They're almost to the point where they can prove that you have a spirit. And that when you die, it leaves your body. Yeah,
no,
I thought
like,
that was really cool.
Yeah, no, I've like, because my, you know, my grandmother says that like whenever I talk to her about like
your grandmother's
my great-grandfather.
A scientist.
Dude,
she was the one that wrote that article.
No, because like she was talking to me about seeing my like when she because she was in the room when my great grandfather passed, and she said that she could just like see his spirit like leave, like she could physically see his spirit leave his body.
That was just him shitting because he died.
No,
I thought that gave
that
a better
was,
reaction.
That was his spirit. That was his spirit. Don't you talk about my family like that.
That's not his spirit.
Dolores. It's Dolores. Doris.
That's just his defecation.
Have you always thought my grandmother's name was Dolores?
No, it's just a common old person name I like. I love old people name. That's one of mine.
It's actually Doris, so you were kind of close. Oh. That's why I thought you actually knew what her name was. I thought you were just like intentionally butchering it.
I was just
all the conversations we've had about my grandmother. The conversations we've had about my grandma.
Yeah, we talk all the time.
I love my grandma. I love my grandma. She's a great lady. Nicest.
Yeah, no, I love my grandparents. My grandparents are some of the famous, her favorite people.
I owe everything I have in life to her.
I don't get how you can dislike
my rock.
I just love old people. In a totally normal way, not weird. Like,
that's the thing, though. I've never personally met a bad old person, so I can't.
Oh, I've met a bitchy old person, but I don't.
I've seen in stores. I've seen in like stores or restaurants or shit like that. Bitchy old people.
No, I have my grandma's friend Anna. Oh, she was the worst person.
That book club bitch. Let me tell you about her.
No, she was a piece of shit. She was pompous. She thought she was better than everybody. Big Christian. I'm all for Christianity, but it doesn't make you better than me, Ann. You fucking bitch.
That's one thing I'll say about, like, I've seen all the time in restaurants, old people. Never happened to me personally, but I've seen in, like, restaurants to old people, like, or old people, they will, like, they will take food back like nobody's business. If it is not, like, 100% to their standards, they will start a fuss about it. They will shit their pants over it.
Oh, that's like that. Have you ever watched
Nick Swartzen? They will go out of their way.
Have you ever watched Nick Swartzen stand up?
Barely. Oh, not that much.
He has a joke about that. He's like, my grandmother, she always complains and sends the food back. So he was like, I would love it if they were at when they asked why. And she's just like, this tastes like wolf pussy. And he goes, what?
No,
this tastes like wolf pussy.
They will, though. It's like that's how they do. Like, if they don't even wait. Like, that's the thing. Normally, like, some people will sort of wait to kind of build up the courage to like take it back or to request something else. They'll do it immediately. Like, they'll get the food and they'll like 2 seconds later they'll be gunning down a waitress or a waiter.
Gunning down.
Well, you know, like
my grandparents aren't like that though.
You know, like how they do in the restaurants, like the raise your hand and all that
shit. I feel like old people, it's either they get to the point where they don't care about anything and they just joke around, or they get to the point where they hate everything and they complain about everything.
I think it's a sense of entitlement. Like,
he's entitled.
I've seen World War
II.
I've seen World War II. I know.
Wow, you just risked your life in like the greatest battle of all time. Going down.
Oh, you heard about people dying on the radio, Grandpa. Cool.
Yeah. You are not on the front lines, you piece of shit.
You are not on the front lines.
You're sitting on your couch.
You were bagging groceries in fucking Hagerstown.
That's too good.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up, Grandpa. You're doing the same thing I am right now.
Go get your fucking pain pills and go take a nap. Get out of my face.
When is this guy gonna die?
Jesus. Nah, I love old people, though. I love old people.
Oh, so do I.
I'd
say we have old souls. Little fellows.
You know, I was born in the wrong generation, let me tell you.
I hate people that say that.
Dude, if
I get
the
whole, like, I don't like this generation, but it's like, you would have hated no matter what generation you were in.
Oh, you know, no, based on my interests, I would have been fucking murdered.
That's what... Okay. That's a stress. Oh, I get it. Because you're gay?
Why? No. Because they would think I'm gay.
Even worse.
He's one of them!
Get him!
That's the thing, like, I don't get why people try to idolize, like, the 40s or the 50s. Like, I was seeing these, like, TikToks of, like, these POVs of, like, people in the fucking leather jackets and, like, listening, I don't know, like, the sounds were, like,
so
50
cringy.
Songs. It's so weird. It's like, why are you idolizing? Why do people have this thing of idolizing the 40s or the 50s? Like, a time when literal segregation was going on. There was literally no tolerance for gay people. There was no tolerance for anybody unless you were, like, a straight white dude or girl. Like, why are we idolizing that time? We have developed so far beyond that time. Why are we trying to go back to it? Like, the music was
cool.
That's
there was
about
a
it.
Lot of cool things about that time. Calm down. The 60s, music, the mafia, the cars. Yeah, the music. There's
oh,
I
yeah,
love
the mafia.
The 60s.
Who fucking killed people?
Okay, it's so cool.
They did it in a cool fashion.
Paul, who has Call of Duty Cold War right now?
Me.
Ah.
And you won't. And you won't.
What?
Get
what?
It.
What do they do in that game, Paul?
They kill.
Oh.
But it's cool, fake. But it's not the cool, actual mafia who killed people. Actual who killed
did you not
people.
Like Goodfellas? Did you not like the movie Goodfellas?
Once again, did fake you, killing.
Did, that's based on a real true story, you fucking fuck. You didn't know that? It literally says
that's
in the beginning.
A true story?
Based on
I don't
true
remember
events.
The beginning of it. Dude, I've seen that movie like 4 times in my life.
That's a lot.
It's not my favorite
Scorsese. Most movies I've only seen once, not 4 times.
It is not my favorite Scorsese movie.
It is
it's not
my
even
favorite.
My top two.
That's my favorite movie
my
of all
favorite
time.
Scorsese movie of all time
suck a dick.
Is either Taxi Driver or Raging Bull.
You are a homosexual. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm fine with that.
I'm fine. Then just come out. This has been a running theme
gay.
For every episode that you are still in the closet and you have no reason to be.
Well, you'll find out the season finale. Tune
in. 2066 podcast.
That's what I don't get, man. 6, like, when are we gonna get to a point in society, like any time like I get the I've talked about this before, but it's
Goose,
like, the fucking shit, dude. Goose.
See, it works.
Yeah. How about I was like finding some of my old, like, because when I did choir and shit.
Another reason why you're gay. I mean, come on. You just like, started out when I did choir
and like classes and shit, and obviously took classes and shit in college and high school, whatever. I was finding a lot of my old sheet music, like from that time, from all
you
that time.
You mean your
period.
Old shit music? Zinger.
Ha ha, what a zinger.
Zinger.
You replaced two E's with an I. You're amazing. What a wordsmith.
I am God.
All right, but anyway, back to my point. I was finding a lot of that old sheet music, and I was fucking terrible to myself.
Did you say sheet music?
Like, I was terrible to myself. Like, the amount of notes I would write on my sheet music, because, like, obviously you have to write notes
I'm
and
a
shit.
Fucking worthless loser.
I honestly would write, like, like, there's one page. I'll send a picture of it after we're done the podcast, but, like, because I'm kind of going through it right now, you might hear the ruffles of my pages, but... Like, one of these things I wrote...
ASMR.
One of these things I wrote, don't go down to that pitch, you fucking cunt.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Send me a picture of that right now. That takes 2 seconds.
I'm
not
gonna send it right now.
Send me a picture right now.
We're on a podcast.
Send me a picture.
You
have your phone in your hand, you fucking fuck.
I don't have my phone in my hand. My phone is charging, actually.
You're talking to me on the phone, you fuck.
I know that, but it's charging. What do you think a fucking AirPod is, you dumb cunt?
I hate you.
God.
I hate you.
Anyway, I'm going through these. That's one thing I wrote.
How old were you?
I was between the age... These were between the ages of, I would say, 16 to 19.
Okay, that makes more sense. I thought you were talking like you knew cunt when you're 12.
No.
Well, that's when the normal person does choir at 12. And then you grow up, and then you do choir because you're gay.
I wrote, where's another one I wrote? I wrote, do you know how to fucking breathe, you idiot?
Jesus Christ. You say I have issues and you do things
I
like
wrote,
this.
That's because I was like, I used to get fucking, like, possessive about that shit when I was in choir and stuff. Like, I used to get fucking, I don't know. Like, if I miss a pitch or if I miss a fuck, I'm like that when I, that's why I don't, it's hard for me to do projects. Because, like, if I'm not, I'm a perfectionist when that comes to that shit. Like, I will Michael Jackson's dad myself on that shit.
Michael Jackson yourself? He didn't commit suicide, you fuck.
No! Oh my god, I said Michael Jackson's dad. Like, his dad would, like, beat him.
You're gonna
if he
rape
missed
yourself?
The pitch or something like that. No, he didn't rape. Michael Jackson's dad didn't
I'm
rape
putting
him.
That out there right now. Call CNN.
it's called CNN. Yeah, you're some breaking news.
Local Maryland teen exposes Joe Jackson for raping Michael.
God. Anyway, I'd fuck myself, man. Like, I just fucking...
Oh, we know that.
I don't know. I would treat myself like shit. That's what I still do. It is what it is.
Yeah, you're very hard on yourself. It's all about character. Let loose.
I am. It helps in some aspects, but in a lot of aspects, I don't have, like, I don't know.
Except for the depression.
Yeah, you know, except for the not being able to have fun doing anything.
Except for the feeling about being perfect. Love for life.
Except for the crippling depression and anxiety and just, you know, having your blood pressure go up 40 inches.
It's great for choir.
It's great for choir. Sing your heart out, baby. I think that's what we should do. We should make an all male quartet.
Make
a doo-wop group.
Doo-wop, are you? I'm a little off tune. I haven't been practicing.
It's all good. We were just talking about how shitty it is to idolize the 40s and 50s, then we just go into a full doo-wop ballad.
Doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop. No, you know what I love, though? Is old cartoons. I don't know what it is, just old cartoons I love.
Like, oh, those are great. Like,
fucking, what's Tom that one? Fantasia? You know the Fantasia one where
that's
it's like...
That's not too old.
That's like 40s,
old,
bud. It's like 1940.
Is that actually 40s?
Yeah, look it up.
That's crazy. I thought that was like the 90s or something.
I'm pretty sure it's 40s. Maybe I'm... You know what, but...
That's crazy good, then, if that's the fucking 40s.
Pretty sure it's 40s.
Holy shit.
1940. God damn, I'm good, dude.
1940?
Give me
a fucking reward. Bro, that's a crazy good movie for being... crazy good fucking animation
for 1940. The fucking demon. The demon.
The effects. Like, just the like, that's crazy. I would have never
thought...
No,
it's better. In my opinion,
old.
They're better because they're everything's hand-drawn.
That's very true.
That's why it just looks so much better.
That's one thing I enjoy 3D animation. But there's something about those old Disney.
I think newer kids movies are like, they're not, it doesn't give you that same effect, like that nostalgia effect, you know what I mean?
I think that's because they, like, especially, they're not about, like, story. Like, I feel like earlier animation, it wasn't necessarily just made for kids. It wasn't just necessarily to sell tickets to kids. They were actually trying to make, like,
well, they also told
a
story, like, through the, they didn't, it's not like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what
anything. They
that
told
the
story
focus.
Through the drawing. The focus wasn't the story, it was the drawing.
Well, yeah. Their focus wasn't to, like, you know, start selling tickets. That's what I mean. Whereas, I think, like, now, like, there's a formula. Like, if you've ever watched any kids' movie from the last 3 years, they are all the exact same. Because they know exactly how to get young kids into seats to watch them.
There's no heart these days.
There isn't. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there used to be actual, like, storytelling passion in, like, animated movies. Now it's just,
well, that's
like...
Well, I mean, that's why I really... Just the one thing I know I can, like, never do, and I have a ton of respect for, is, like, being able to draw, like, animate things for, like, movies and things. Because just the amount of, like... And the same thing with, like, graphic design. Or, I mean, what's the thing where it's, like, the... Like, Avatar, what would you call that? It's not graphic design. It's like
CGI designer.
Yeah, probably. Like, I can never
CGI artist. Yeah,
like, have the patience and, like, just ability to do that. Like, that's crazy that they're able to make.
There are
these
some,
things.
Yeah, like some of those projects. Like, fucking, didn't Avatar take like 10 years to do for those characters and stuff?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Something like that. Like, that's like, you know, just art in general. Like, I think people that can draw, people that can.
Have you ever watched any that there's a? It's like called. It's some channel, but they do, like, videos, and they analyze, like, the CGI, and they, like, tell you how it's made and all. Have you seen those? It's like Corridor Crew. That's what it is.
I think I've seen, like, a little bit of it, but not, like, too
much. Yeah, they're so... They did one on, like, the first Pirates of the Caribbean, where it was, like, the skeletons. And you don't think about it, because it's, like, nowadays, it's, like, it just looks like normal CGI. But that was, like, 2006. It was so ahead of its time. Like, you could put that on today and you'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. That doesn't look bad at all. And that was 16 years ago. 17 now. Happy New Year's.
Just like painting or drawing or like people that do that. Like, the thing also I love about it is that it's so, like, it takes time. Like, it's so, like, you have to dedicate time to a painting or a drawing. You know what I mean? Which I think I like. It's not like a instantaneous thing of like, a picture or a photograph or something like that. Which, they're all art, don't get me wrong. Like, photographers still make great art. It's still all art. That's beautiful. But there's something about, like, I don't know. It's also the other side of that, which is, like, the long form. Like, literally, every stroke is detailed. I don't know. There's something beautiful about painting and art.
I'd fuck that painting.
Telling that right now. I tell you what, I have paintings in my house that have that have holes in places. Yeah. No, you don't want to know what I do to the Mona Lisa. actually, that's such an imperfect draw. Like, you know, like the Mona Lisa is so imperfect.
That's how I don't get art. That's why I don't get art. Like, I don't get how one thing's better than another. Like, well, I get music because it's like if anybody can listen to music and be like, okay, that's good and that's not good. Even if I don't like a certain song, I can be like, okay, well, that's a professionally made song.
But I think that's also something cool about, because art isn't so, like, you know.
That's what I mean. That's why I don't get
commercialized. Art, like, drawings and paintings aren't really commercialized. You know what I mean? Like, music or, so it's more of like, you have to.
For millions of dollars. That's not.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's.
Nothing.
No. I'm not saying they're not nothing. I'm just saying it's more of like a fine art in terms of like the, it's not like commercialized. Where movies, music, and stuff like that is, where you see it on a mass scale on all the different social media websites, whatever.
But it's just so, like, I don't know, like so there's people I know that do better drawings than these famous $1 million drawings. And it's like, yeah, but well, that makes no sense.
Yeah, but that's
it's the thing, all though. Name-based.
Like, music and movies, because it is so commercialized, you're told what to, like, you're told why this is good. You're told, like, all not the time. Really,
just like listening, like with your ear. Like, I hate Drake, yeah. And I hate but I can't say he makes bad music. It's very well made.
Yeah, but think about when an album comes out, right? Especially by like a big artist. Like, literally, not even 10 or 15 minutes after the album comes out, especially now with Twitter and everything like that, you're already told by every single social media site that this album is either collectively good or collectively bad.
This is
so
fire.
So before you can even get a chance to listen to it, your brain has already been told by other people whether it's good or whether it's bad. Art and paintings and drawings doesn't have that commercial audience and or widespread audience like that in terms of like the instantaneous fandom of it. I would say the online fandom of it. I don't know. So when paintings come out, you're like, most people have to look and decide for themselves. It's really more of a eye to the beholder type of thing.
Anyway, it simmers down to, I hate art.
I hate it simmers any down art. To Michael. Michael has never taken an art class in his life.
I hated art in high school. I was so bad. Actually, no, Miss, one in my art, Miss, what's her name? What is her name that we had in sophomore year? The English teacher that also did art?
I don't know.
Miss Graziano? Is that what it was?
No.
Yeah, it was Graziano. It was she had the glasses.
She was our English teacher in sophomore year. Yeah, I didn't know she also did art, though.
Yeah, she was mainly
art. I didn't know she was also an art teacher.
I think she was mainly art.
I loved her. She was great.
Yeah, but no, she complimented. The only thing she complimented, she said, very good writing. And I said, I know. You don't have to tell me.
I know.
I'm great.
I know.
And then she saw my drawing and she said, that's what I mean. I got extra credit for my writing and my drawing got fucking C's. Fucking stupid.
That was just a pat. That was just a, like, pat you on the back.
My art is great, Miss Graziana.
Look, I can do two-legged stick figures. What more do you want from me?
This is exactly why Hitler did what he did. Criticized him.
They never believed in him.
You criticized him. You didn't. Have you ever seen, like, yeah, Hitler is a, hate the guy, bad guy. I think we can say that.
Let's not.
have you seen his art? Very well done. He was actually a really good artist.
Yeah, I don't care. That's
you can say that. That's not a bad thing to say. It's just like, I mean, that one guy that fucks his fucking stepkid. Makes great movies, but he fucks his stepkid. So,
Are you talking about Woody Allen?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, okay. I'll admit that I actually.
How many more? Woody how Allen many movies? More? Woody I actually. Allen. I hope there's only one.
I'm actually heavily inspired by. I'm actually heavily inspired by
exactly.
Woody
that's
Allen.
What I mean.
As a person. not as a person, but as a writer. Like, his dialogue is brilliant.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the thing. Like, you can say like people Annie have Hall, good art. Annie Hall, Manhattan. You watch those movies today, they literally feel like dialogue today. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't lose a beat. So
I don't really know Woody Allen movies. You never seen a Woody you know Allen who's film? Really? I really like Spike Jonze. His movies.
He makes great movies. Yep, he's a great film director.
Her is probably my second favorite movie of all time.
He's a
Goodfellas and Her.
Are you talking about Spike Lee? Are you talking about Spike Lee or Spike Jonze?
No, Spike Jonze. Spike Lee can suck a dick.
Oh, what do you mean suck a dick? He's a great director.
He's made like a couple good movies in the 90s.
A couple good movies?
What has he done since?
He's done a lot. He did
what? Tell
Black
me.
He did Black Klansman. That was a great film. He did this one. That was good. I didn't see it, but he did. What was that movie he just released last year?
This great movie that I didn't see.
It was with Chadwick Boseman. Yeah, The Five Bloods. That was a great. I mean, it was.
That was an awful movie. Did you see the fucking dialogue in that? I hated that movie.
I didn't see it.
Exactly. Watch it and listen to them talk. It's awful. Fuck.
He did Malcolm X.
I didn't watch that.
Inside Man, which I actually think is a pretty good movie.
I don't know that either.
Highly recommend it. It's actually a really underrated movie.
Anyways, I'm talking about Spike Jonze.
Anyway, yeah, Spike Jonze is a great director too. Her.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Her, second favorite movie of all time. Love that movie.
I don't know if it's in my top 10, but it's definitely a good movie.
Well, that's personal opinion, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
You know who I really like? Damien Chazelle. Which I know you don't really watch musicals, so you probably don't know who he is. But
yeah, you got me there, bud.
I think the way he directed La La Land, brilliant. I think his direction on Whiplash, brilliant. I think he's made great movies.
You watch Moonlight, right?
Yeah, that's great not film. Damien Chazelle.
I know. I'm just saying because it beat La. I'm saying because it beat La La Land. You dumb fuck. I hate you.
Which I actually agree with. I do love La La Land, but Moonlight is
I don't like any musicals. Hamilton was okay. I'll give Hamilton that. I went in with very low expectations.
What a full circle moment to our very first one.
Yeah, but that's saying that's our last episode.
That's actually available. But this is our last episode, everybody. Yeah. We're done 2021.
We've given up.
We've given up. We're doing no more. We're focusing on films and all this other shit. I think that I don't know what were you even talking about, but
you were talking about this gay director.
I went to Dick's the other day. Yesterday.
I know, you told me. Oh, did you have a cool story from Dick's? Tell your cool Dick story.
Yeah, because I went with my dad to go to Dick's. Yeah. And I just like I haven't really been like I don't know. I don't really buy clothes like that. So, like, I was in Dick's and, like, shorts, just one pair of fucking shorts, $65. $65 fucking dollars for a pair of shorts.
$65?
Like, to me, that's crazy. Like, I don't spend more than at least, like, $25 on a pair of shorts. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not a fashion person. I'm really not.
You're fashionista. Yeah, you dress awfully.
I really do. I don't really put any effort into how I literally just put my attire is usually just jeans and a sweatshirt. That's it.
I'd say I dress well, but I don't pay more than $20 for anything. I think that's a waste. You can go to fucking Zoomies and get a shirt you can get five shirts for fucking $50.
I love Zoomies. It's not in the mall anymore. Zoomies isn't in the mall anymore.
The Frederick Mall is a waste of space. Who cares?
It really is.
I don't even go. I buy all my clothes online.
I saw that because we went through the mall to go inside of Dick's.
So. You waste so much money like buying clothes in store. You just wait until Zoomies has a deal and then you buy clothes. Sad.
It was so sad. Like it felt like nostalgia to be in the mall again. Like I rarely have. Like that was probably the first time I've been in that mall in like years.
Well, I have no nostalgia for that mall because I didn't grow up here.
Oh, I do. Actually, I have more nostalgia. I don't know if you know this mall, the mall, Fredericktown Mall.
Is that still
open? It's the mall, like...
There's another mall in Frederick?
You're probably... Because there's FSK, there's Francis Scott Mall, Francis Scott Key Mall, and then there's Fredericktown Mall.
Where the hell is that?
So there's
is
a
it an actual
mall?
Yes,
it's an actual mall. Fredericktown Mall is if you're out towards like 40 and you're
I thought they
like,
shut that
you know,
down. I know what you're talking about. I'm
yeah,
past it. I
no,
thought they shut it down.
It's not shut down. I don't think it's shut down. Last I was there, it's like you can walk around. I don't know now
there's nothing there. That, there's a movie theater.
I don't know if I know there's nothing there, but you can still walk. It's abandoned, but you can walk inside.
What's
walk
what
around.
I mean? It's not an operating mall.
No, it's not, no, it's not like a fully operating mall.
It's like you saying, oh, yeah, there's a hospital right there, and it's completely abandoned.
No, I was just saying because, like, you can walk around. Like, that for me is nostalgia because, like, I used to go to the movies there.
No, I kid, love, so I want to go to a haunted place. I love
well,
that
give
shit.
That mall, give that mall about, like, 10 years and you'll we can go around there.
No, that's one of my, I love, like, that whole, like, idea of, like, a haunted place and walking around. It's just really cool.
That's another thing I'm going to miss, like, just the movie theater experience.
You
like,
said
we're
this already. You are.
I'm going to praise it to the eye. Stand with Christopher Nolan.
God damn it.
Did you hear that? Like, he went on a fucking tirade because, like, his movies weren't being shown. I don't know, because, like, he couldn't produce movies in theaters or something like, or because he couldn't put movies in theaters this year. Like, he went on a whole fucking tirade. I don't know.
Well, movies aren't completely shut down.
Not really. No, but like, I don't know. He just hated the idea of like movies this year being released on, like, instead of in the theaters, they were released on like HBO Max or stuff like that. It's like, well, dude, there's a fucking pandemic. Like,
you're a pandemic. Christopher Nolan's a great director, too.
He is.
Batman
movies. I've heard a lot.
Great.
I've heard this new Tenet. I haven't seen Tenet, obviously, because I haven't gone to the movies, but I've heard it's like super
yeah,
fucking
it's so
confusing.
Weird seeing like blockbuster movies coming out this year because like I didn't hear about this at all. You know what I mean? Because you don't, it's not yeah. in theaters, so it's like you don't really think about new movies coming out. So I'm sure yeah. there's a lot of good new movies that are out that I have no idea.
I just miss it, dude. I just miss it.
Well, like, I never went to movies, really.
I love going, dude. That's probably one of my favorite pastimes.
I'm frugal.
You really are. You don't like going to the movies at all. You'd
I don't like doing anything
bus.
Where you have to pay. I went to movies with you guys all the time. What do you mean?
No, you didn't. Shut the fuck up.
I would go
did.
Movies with Wes every time we went to go see a movie. It was
oh,
I went.
That's bullshit.
We literally went without you to go see fucking the John Krasinski movie, Quiet
yeah,
Place.
A
you
quiet
weren't
place.
There.
That's one time.
We also went to see... what else did we see? I've seen multiple movies with Wes.
Yeah, okay.
Right now. I also
I've
saw
seen multiple
21
movies with
Jump
Wes
Street.
Too.
What? Like what?
You
saw fucking 20, Black
Panther. Wait.
You saw Black Panther once without
yeah.
me, and because I didn't want to see it. That's one movie. Fuck you. What
fuck
else?
You.
I saw a movie with Almond too. I think I don't remember what.
That's the thing. A lot of the movies I take interest in, I have to go by myself because nobody wants to fucking go with me.
You don't ask, you fuck.
You never want to see the movies I want to see.
Oh my god, I just don't want to pay.
Fuck you.
Yeah, stop being a crybaby. You know, crybaby.
For instance, Marriage Story. Marriage Story I went and saw in theaters.
Yo, you know what? I watched that too, you fucking fuck. But you never asked me
to go. I didn't think you would have wanted to see it. I never thought I would have taken
you
with me.
It was a great movie.
It is.
It was a great movie.
It was my favorite movie of the year.
Well, I watch it on Netflix.
Cried.
You know how much I pay to watch that movie? Zero.
I don't cry usually at things, but that was a movie I actually cried in the theater.
I cry more at movies than I do in regular life. Movies is the one thing
well,
that
yeah,
can make me cry.
Oh, yeah. I do, too. I don't really cry.
I rarely cry in real life, but in
yeah.
movies, I'll cry. And I'll cry over stupid things. Like, it's
so,
not even supposed
I think
to be that
why
sad.
I think that's why I cry in movies, because it's all the built up,
art just
bottled
gets
up
me,
emotion.
You know, it's just...
Dude, it gets me out of my zone. It makes me feel alive. Yeah, actually, I think something you would actually enjoy, like, not saying you have to get into it, but, like, if you were to take some acting classes, I think you would enjoy it. Because it's not, like, a lot of it is, it's, like, a lot of the acting classes, like, the ones you do weekly, like, especially, like, community-based ones that are just, like, small.
You think I would enjoy acting?
Yes.
I would enjoy
like
improv.
Acting classes.
I like improv.
That's what I'm saying. Actually, most acting classes are more improv than anything else.
Well, I mean, most fucking people on these shows that are on, like,
Fox that are comedies. They're not actors. They're just comedians that are on the shows. They don't know how to act. Yeah. They just do improv pretty much. Like Bobby Lee.
Pretty much.
Bobby Lee is not an actor. He's a comedian that's in movies.
Oh, no, I'd agree. Like Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, like, he's not an actor. He was a comedian. Oh, and he.
Yeah, like, and that's blatantly obvious. If you watch Seinfeld at all, he's the weakest link of that entire show.
Well, he delivers funny that.
Lines.
I mean, he's
he delivers funny. No, he delivers funny lines. But in terms of acting, he's the worst actor on that show.
Well, you don't have to be 100%. A good actor to be funny. It's probably more funny that he's not a good actor.
That's what I'm saying. But he writes the lines though in that show, so it works out because he can naturally. It's basically just him doing stand up for like 30
minutes.
Well,
that's a good point. That's why I think these people that are comedians that act is because they're writing. So it's like,
that's what I'm saying.
Because if you simple down acting to like. In the simplest form, it's just imagining a scene and doing it in simplest forms. Say I'm thinking about a movie and I'm thinking about this thing that happens in this movie. If I'm thinking about it and I have a clear vision in my mind, I'm going to act better. That's why people do method acting.
Acting is creating a character. So
yeah, but you didn't create that character. The person who wrote it did.
Yeah, but you have to create your version of that character. You have
to
interpret
your version. Your version's wrong.
Acting is acting. Realistically, is just interpreting and listening. That's all acting is.
Well, you're an awful listener. So quit your fucking profession.
That is something actually. And acting, that's something I've had to like really work on. Like that's probably my weakest thing.
I've never seen you act. And
be in the moment.
That would be interesting to actually see you act.
You
don't ask, so don't even start. You never said,
You weren't around. You were in fucking West Virginia.
You were doing acting here while I was in college?
Yes. Oh, my God.
How am I supposed to know that? You don't talk about it?
Oh, my God. See, I don't talk about what I do.
Yeah, you just don't talk about what you do. That's your fault. That's not on me.
I don't. We never have communication. Yeah. All right. I think we should probably wrap this up because we're at a little over the 1 hour mark. So
gang, gang,
gang, gang, brothers.